Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro says the toxic level of vitriol and the events of recent days, including pipe bomb devices sent to leading Democrats who are critics of President Trump and the shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue that took 11 lives, have led him to make changes to his campaign. He says he will halt all negative advertising or attacks on his opponents between now and Election Day. Molinaro is calling on the Democratic candidate in the race, incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo, to do the same.
Lives were taken, tragically, over this last weekend, taken tragically. And there is no room nor any place for the kind of anger and hatred that we have seen. And to assign blame to one party or the other isn't what we should be doing today. We should be leading. This is what leadership looks like. Take down the negative ads, stop the personal attacks.
Molinaro says he will instead focus on a message of hope and aspiration, and he says he's taken down an ad accusing Cuomo of corruption. The governor also called for an end to angry rhetoric during multiple appearances on cable news channels after the pipe bombs were discovered in the mail for former Presidents Clinton and Obama and others. On Monday, the governor reacted to the Pittsburgh shooting.
And anyone who seeks to divide, anyone who seeks to separate, anyone who tries to segregate who is worthy and who is unworthy, that is not an American as we have defined it in this nation.
But Molinaro counters that Cuomo has not applied the same principles to his own campaign and is continuing to buy time on television stations and on social media to promote negative ads attacking Molinaro. Cuomo, in a heated debate with Molinaro earlier in October, repeatedly tried to tie the Republican candidate to President Trump and Trump's negative rhetoric.
Do you support Donald Trump?
Mr. Molinaro,
you can't answer it.
Molinaro, who has distanced himself from Trump in the campaign, says those accusations just continue the negative cycle. The Republican candidate for governor did not directly criticize the head of his party, but he did condemn some of Trump's specific acts in recent days.
It is not okay to call the press the enemy. It is not okay to suggest that people should act out violently. It is not okay to say we should kick our opponents when they're down.
In the final days of the campaign, Molinaro has far less money to spend on ads, negative or positive, than does Cuomo. According to filings with the State Board of Elections, Cuomo has nearly $7 million in his campaign account, while Molinaro has just over $300,000 left. The Cuomo campaign responded several hours after Molinaro issued his challenge, saying they are glad that Molinaro is finally joining the governor's calls for civility. Spokeswoman Dani Lever turned the focus back to Trump, saying if Molinaro wants to ask someone to be civil, he should start with the president. Molinaro says even if Cuomo doesn't agree to the civility challenge, he's going to do it anyway. He says Cuomo is his opponent, not his enemy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.